This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Anna and Heather and I were talking about the jobs report up at the top of the program in a macro kind of way, right? The BLS, of course, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, goes micro to tracking jobs by sector. And the number of people employed in what the Labor Department categorizes as food services and drinking places, that's literally it, that's the heading. The rest of us call it bars and restaurants. Up 0.3% in February, employment was there. Might not sound like much, 0.3%, but that is about 42,000 people getting work. And it comes after hiring in that particular slice of this economy has been flat. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes explains what's going on there.
Restaurant owner Joshua Pollack says these days when he's hiring a cook or a dishwasher or a pastry chef, he's able to be picky.
Which is really a relief in comparison to, oh, you have a pulse and you can start today? Cool, you're hired.
Pollack runs Bridge and Tunnel Restaurant Group, which is a bunch of bagel spots, delis, and pizza places in the Denver area. He says a slowdown in construction hiring in Colorado has meant those workers have come to him.
You know, maybe they come seeking that decently high-paying hourly job that it's physical, but it's not as physical as, say, construction.
The workers have learned to make matzo ball soup and whitefish salad in the back of the house. But front-of-the-house workers, he says, are not so easy to hire. After the pandemic, people have a lower tolerance for dealing with people.
It's mentally exhausting. It's emotionally exhausting. It can be a lot of things.
The number of workers in the restaurant industry overall has just about caught up to where it was pre-pandemic. But a lot of those new jobs are in fast food and not full-service restaurants. Hudson Reilly with the National Restaurant Association says that's because we're more likely now to grab our food and go.
What the industry calls the off-premises market. And currently, of all restaurant traffic across America, 74% remains off-premises.
Before the pandemic, he says it was about 61%. Still, people will turn to the restaurant industry for work when other parts of the economy slow down. Adam Halberg runs Barcelona Wine Bar, which has locations around the country. He says he's been hiring people who used to work in real estate, now to sell rosé.
The things that people do to work for a commission, whether it's residential real estate sales or other type of sales, is directly applicable back to working as a server or as a bartender.
And Halberg actually needs more servers because of the warmer winter. He says as soon as the temperature hits 55 degrees, customers want him to open the patio so they can sit outside. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.